Guru was so excited, so delighted. We were told, you know, Mother was staying at a church. It was in Rome, very close to the Colosseum. And you can't imagine this particular church, this not just church, it was near a church, I'm sorry. It was a convent. It was so simple. You can't imagine. They really had no running water. There was no heat. The nuns lived with such simplicity. So when Guru got there, I got to be in the car. Kailash was driving and I was with Guru. You know, we went up many, many steps. Guru was able to climb them all very easily. They wanted us all to gather in the back of the church. And there were about 50 disciples were already there waiting. And it was sort of the back entrance to the convent. And it was quite beautiful. There was a beautiful trees and a view of Rome. And everyone was very, very happy, of course. The nuns said that Mother would be coming very soon to see Guru. She was very, and they said she was so excited to meet Guru. I walked around to the front just to see how everything was going. And what happened? I saw there was a cardinal with a big, huge black Cadillac. The cardinal was very upset. He was walking back and forth by his Cadillac, very impatient. Probably he had been waiting for quite a while. And Mother had just come back a little bit before we arrived from the airport. So I'm sure he was thinking he would be seeing her right away. What happened was that Mother Teresa, instead of meeting the cardinal who had been waiting for a really long time, she did not go in the front to greet him. She came out the back and she greeted Guru and all of us. Then she proceeded, she had an incredibly beautiful meeting with Guru and then private meeting with Guru first and then public meeting with all of us. I'll always remember when she saw Guru, she took Guru's hand and then you may have read the story. She started massaging Guru's fingers and Guru's hand and she was so affectionate, so loving towards Guru. She went with Guru in her small private meeting room first, and she spoke very intimately, sweetly with Guru, and Guru said, at one moment she was my mother of compassion, next moment she was my sister of affection. She would massage Guru's hand, and then she put her hand on Guru's knee where he had terrible pain. She intuitively felt where Guru had pain, and she started massaging Guru's knee. And she was telling Guru about many, many, many stories that were very sacred and some are very secret stories. Anyway, then she came out with all of us, but it was the sweetness, and she was so happy. She spent about an hour with Guru. It was overwhelming and very, very sweet. And later Guru said something quite amazing. He said that nobody has understood Guru. Of the most famous people, that Mother Teresa had understood Guru's philosophy and Guru's spirituality more than any.